For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is again downplaying any attempts to approve broad immigration reform in the House. He tweets, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November. Dems are just playing games. We can pass great legislation after the red wave. The tweets are being considered by Speaker Paul Ryan, but as of now, the plan is to vote on a moderate GOP bill sometime next week. After some reunification, about 1,800 children are still being held. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio visited a tent city holding migrant children near El Paso.
The people are demanding a change, and it cannot be ignored.
De Blasio, along with other mayors, were denied entry to that facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data. Again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
In a 5-4 ruling today, the U.S. Supreme Court says police most of the time need a search warrant if they want to collect cell phone information about possible criminal suspects. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the case came from a man who was sentenced to 116 years in prison for a string of robberies.
His lawyer said that, look, my client has a reasonable expectation of privacy under the Constitution, and the Fourth Amendment requires the police to obtain a warrant before obtaining this information.
A leading conservative voice has fallen silent. Charles Krauthammer announced a year ago that he was being treated for a cancerous tumor in his abdomen, and earlier this month he announced he had just weeks to live. Awarded a Pulitzer Prize for commentary in 1987, Krauthammer was an influential voice among Republicans through his syndicated column and his appearances on Fox News. He was 68 years old. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that individual states can now collect sales tax from online retailers. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Federal legislation will now apparently be necessary to spell out details on how sales tax collection will take place, rather than leaving it up to each of the states to give their own interpretation of the court's ruling. Bethany Ehrenhalt of the National Retail Federation said the Supreme Court acted correctly.
This ruling clears the way for a fair and level playing field where all retailers can compete under the same tax rules, whether they sell in stores, online, or both.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Yet another in a series of studies that finds that coffee may actually be good for you. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The new study claims drinking coffee is a good way to have a healthy heart in particular, and that 4 cups a day might be optimum. The German researchers studied caffeinated lab mice, also dosing human tissues with caffeine, and they concluded that caffeine made certain proteins inside older adult cells perform more like young cells. And that seems to improve what they call the powerhouses of cells, especially protective to the heart. Some previous studies have concluded that caffeinated coffee is also very good for the liver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.